Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God we serve. He is the God of the whole world. He owns the nations and everything in every nation. He is almighty. He is the mighty I am. He's omnipresent. He's where you are, where I am. He's all over the world, in every continent. And we acknowledge him as Lord, Savior of our lives. So today we thank you all for joining us. We're going to be praying for the children of the world. We thank those of you who will be listening in. We thank those of you who will be praying for the children of the world, because our children need prayer. Many children are dying by the thousands, not only in America, but in other continents. So we have to be diligent about prayer. Pray, prayer, 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 prayer is needed today. So today we're going to be leaving the air around 5:30. We normally stay until 6 o'clock, but I have to go to church tonight and have to be there at 6. So thank you all for joining us, and I look forward to speaking to each of you all very, very soon. So Mother Fanny, you ready to sing a song of praise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Glory, 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 hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. I'm going home to live with Jesus. If I laid my burdens down, well, I'm going home to live with my Jesus. If I laid my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. If I laid my burdens down. Please don't treat me like they used to. Just I laid my burden down. Please don't treat me like they used to. Just I laid my burden down. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. All right, Vivian, when you ready for a song?
Praise God. Praise God. I don't know a whole song, but I hear it in my spirit, and I know God can do anything but fail. Still healing the sick, still raising the dead, still opening blinded eyes, just like he said. Still healing the sick. He's still raising the dead, still opening blinded eyes. That's what he said. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for the songs from the Lord. We appreciate that. All right. Mother Fanny, would you pray for parents, their children, to honor and obey them?
Tell us, please.
Would you pray for parents to teach their children to obey and honor them?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would teach your children to obey you, and honor you, and honor their mother and father, and do what you tell them to do in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to keep them and hold them in the palm of your hand and help them obey and serve you and love you. And God, take care of them. Leave them and guide them the true natural way to go. Help them be obedient to you and love you and serve you in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to hold them in the palm of your hand. Father God, don't let go of neither one. Hold them, Jesus. Protect them. Keep them. Guide them. lead them, show them the way, and help them obey and serve you. And the most of all, God, I thank you for this brand new year for me and us all in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just ask you to just keep your children in the tuck of all over the world at the will of your blessed will. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Finn. All right, Sister Vivian, can you pray for discipline and of the children and the teachers in the public schools?
The first part, you said pray for what? Before the children in the public school?
Discipline. Repeat and that. Protection for children, teachers, faculty, and staff in public schools.
Amen. Praise God. God, oh, Father God. Father God, you said, God, that you have loved everyone with a everlasting love, God. There's no one down here, God, that you don't love. So, Father, gracious are you, Lord God. We are just lifting up, oh, God, our children, our faculty members in the public school, oh, God. Lord God, that your hands of a mercy be upon them, that you're covering, what I want to say, be over them, God, to protect them. God, we know that you put angels, oh, God, to guard, God. Guard every public school, oh, God. Oh, my Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let your will be done, oh, Father God, your will of protection, which you will do, we know, God. Oh, God, that your hand will guide them, oh, God, the right way. Every teacher, God, every, oh, God, faculty member, or even in the, oh, God, lunch rooms, God. Oh, Father, in the classroom. Oh, God, we stake your angels all around every four corner, God. Oh, God, to protect them. Protect them, God, of what they eat, oh, God. Father, God, that it be nourishment to their bodies, oh, God. Protect them, oh, God, what they see, that they won't see the drugs, oh, God, then issue it out in front of them, God. Oh, God, the devil have to go. In the name of Jesus, protect them, oh, God, from, oh, God, all nasty talk and all kind of filthy conversations, oh, God. Protect them, oh, God, from all them that their mind, oh, God, will stay, oh, God, steady, oh, God. Their mind will not be controlled by the outside world, but, God, by the Spirit, God. Lord, as we lift them up before you, God, oh, Father, by your Spirit, Lord, take control of our children, our teachers, oh, God. Let them go into the classrooms, oh, God, with a joyful shout, oh, God. Oh, God, knowing, God, we have to have a knowing in these days and times. God, that you're going to protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Father, for children everywhere to put their cell phones away, particularly when they're walking down the street riding their bicycles, oh, God, that they would pay attention to their environment. They would pay attention. As they walk down the street, that they would know what's going on around them so that they would be safe and protected, oh, God. I thank you that they will not be texting while they're walking across the street, that they will put their cell phones in their book bags or in their purses or somewhere so that they are not distracted by them. We decree and declare that cars will take extra precaution when the children are walking to school or walking from school. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that our children will be taught to use good common sense while using their cell phones or iPads or any kind of social media while they're walking in the street, while going different places. They will watch around them, oh, God, because many children are being snatched off the street ever again. So we pray for their protection. We pray for direction. Pray for wisdom, that they would make wise choices, Lord God, that they would not stand in the street or walk across the street while they're talking to somebody. In the name of Jesus, I pray that we would be better examples to our children, that we would not be walking across the street against the light, or we would pay attention to traffic so that our children will know what to do. Thank you for parents who are teaching the children, oh God, about the dangers of cell phone walking and texting or even riding their bicycles and texting, Lord God. So we thank you, oh God, for the wisdom, for the protection in the name of Jesus for our children in Jesus' name. Mother Fanny, would you pray for protection of our children on the school buses?
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, you protect the children on the school bus in the name of Jesus. Help them to obey and do as they're supposed to do in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord God. Keep them under your control, dear Father. Help them to obey and help them to listen. When the bus driver is talking to them, help them obey, Father God. Help them to know they got to obey. They got to do what they're supposed to do, what God wants them to do in the name of Jesus. You got to help them to learn. They are going to school to learn. And let's train them and show them their way and lead them and guide them through, that they will overcome, that you will keep them safe until they enter back in their parents' houses, wherever they might be, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you keep that shield around them, for the blood of Jesus protect them. Everywhere they go, everywhere they turn, you are their Father, and help their Father. Be obedient by this, obedient. In the mighty name of Jesus, and forgive them for the sin they do and the things they say out of order. Keep them in your hand, and please, God, don't let go of them. In the name of Jesus, guide them, protect them, stand by them, lead them, have mercy upon them. You are the Father. In the name of Jesus. Will they have a father, a living father, a living mother, or no? You are the Heavenly Father. You show them, you tell them what to do and what not to do. But whatever you do, Father, in the name of Jesus, protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Keep them in safety if you see fit. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Vivian, would you pray for protection of the unborn, that they would not be murdered through abortions?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are praying for the unborn children, God, that you are allowing to come here, oh God, to live our plan that you have planned for them, God. We praying, oh God, for these children that they shall live and not die, God, that they are protected by the Almighty. Oh, Father God, Lord God, you looking down on them, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and God, you, it don't matter what color they are. God, you love them no matter who they are, where they are, Father God. They are all yours, oh God. We are lifting them up to you right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, we bringing them to you, God, that they will even burst through, oh God, oh Father, with an ease and birth, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, because the Holy Spirit is holding them, oh Father God, thank you. Thank you for every unborn child that is being protected from any kind of drug, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the beauty of you, oh God, shall come forth, hallelujah, and bring forth, oh God, this child, oh God, that child, oh God, from that place, oh God, from this place, oh God. Oh, Father, from the four corners of the earth, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for the birth canal that's going to, oh God, birth it out. In the name, healthy, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
Father Jesus, we pray against every violent attack against young men, particularly black young men, oh God. We pray, Father God, a hedge of protection around the young men in the name of Jesus, that they would be found in a safe place in the name of Jesus, that they would use wisdom to be with and who not to be with and where they should go and where they should not go, that they would listen to wise counsel. We rebuke hard-headedness in the name of Jesus, because many of them receive warnings from their parents or relatives or friends, but they anyway. So I decree and declare, Lord God, that they would not be gunned down, shot down. They would not be stabbed, murdered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will not, oh God, have to take a prison sentence because they murdered another friend or another young black man. I come against every gang violence in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare our young men will be taught how, God, to handle conflicts in the name of Jesus. God, to love each other in the name of Jesus, that you want them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be loved and to love in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you that the young black men will come together in the name of Jesus wherever they are. They will come together in the name of Jesus, even the and the gang members will come together, Father, in the name of Jesus. They will talk. Oh, God, talk things out. Oh, God, so far, in the name of Jesus, everything that's going on in their environment, oh, God, we take authority over the enemy who's trying to rob, kill, and steal our children, our young black men, oh, God. We thank you that they would use wisdom, God, as to what to do in the name of Jesus. I thank you that but I speak to them and tell them that that this young man is their enemy in the name of Jesus. They would not take Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for everything that you're doing for our young black men, teaching them how to listen, how to follow your instructions, what to do, what not to do. We pray for the salvation of every young black man in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every one of them, that they, oh, God, what? Honor and obey their parents so they can have long lives in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor and thanksgiving for what you're going to do for our young black men, their protection. They shall live long, fruitful lives. They shall live to rock their great-great-grandchildren on the knee. They will tell them about the great God who saved them from this untoward generation, who saved them, who protected them in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and bless you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Mother Fanny, would you pray for protection for our children from infectious diseases, from diseases?
Oh, help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray you would take our children from any kind of disease in the mighty name of Jesus. Set them free. Let no harm or danger come. Give them no kind of way, Father. Hold them in the palm of your hand. No kind of disease in the name of Jesus. No kind of sickness. Cancel all of that out. So you already done did it. So, Father, be with them. And help them obey. That's what they supposed to do. And honor the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God will be with them. He will take care of them. He will lead them. And he will guide them. He built for them 24/7 in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive them for the wrong things they have done and they are doing in this whole world. That they will go right and do right. They will hear and honor the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They will know the voice of the Lord, our Lord and our Savior. You will be with them every step of the way. You will lead them. You will guide them. You are God, the Father and the Son. You will hold them in the palm of your hand. You will not let go of them. You will save them. But they will have ever-loving life in the mighty name of Jesus. That's for all children all over the world. Be with your children. Be with our children We all bless to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that he will lead us and he will guide us. He will tell us what to do and what not to do and how to pray, what to pray, and who to pray for, and what to pray for the children, and what they should do and should not do. They should follow our Lord and Savior. He will take care of them. He will lead them. He will guide them. He's there for them every minute and every hour in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I pray you will save them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Vivian, if you would pray that our children would learn to obey the principles of God, according to Micah 6:8, which says, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before God.
Praise God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord God, that our children, oh God, as they grow, Lord God, that they will, oh God, learn how, God, we learn great manners, that they will learn how to grow humbly, oh God, before you, Lord God, how to respect others, their own peers as well as grown-ups, oh God. We are praying today, oh God, because we need this in this world today. Oh God, young people to be more respectable. And God, we pray that they be taught, oh God, how to respect others. Lord, many of our children are like this because they are not being taught. So, Father, we pray that the families and they will learn through others, oh God, how to, oh God, act respectable, be respectable, oh Father God. Lord God, have a smile upon their face, oh God, because smile, oh God, goes a long way. Oh, Father God, to say yes and no. Oh, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Oh, God, oh, Father God, to say excuse me or whatever the kind word may be or may I help you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're lifting them up to you, Father, because, God, oh, God, we don't want them to go astray. So, Father, help our children to be more respectable in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for the release of our children who have been kidnapped. All over the world, children have been kidnapped, and those who are exploited through sex trafficking, we decree and declare they will be set free this year in 2023 like never before. Not one of them would be lost in the name of Jesus. Not one of them will be held captive. They will be set free in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you to deal with those who kidnapped them. Deal with those who are misusing, mishandling our children in the name of Jesus. We pray a hedge of protection around those children who are being exploited through sex trafficking, who've been kidnapped and used as sex as slaves in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who have been held against their will, we ask you to set them free. Deal with those who are their captors in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for all the children being set free this year in mass numbers all over the world. Wherever they are, they will be set free unharmed in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for their families getting ready to receive them, getting ready, oh, God, to be there for them. To understand that some of the children may have gone through trauma. Some of them may have gone through horrendous, terrible things. So that I thank you for patience, love, and kindness for their parents to receive them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we're going to be closing out in just a minute, but I'm going to pray for all of us who are on the line. I thank you, Lord God, for Mother Fanny. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the aged mighty woman of God who's setting the tone for us, who's teaching us as younger women to follow after you, oh, God, to do those things that you're requiring of us in this hour. I thank you for Esther and her family, Father God, her children, her grandchildren, Father. I thank you for all that you're doing for her family. I thank you for healing her body, particularly her knees, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Vivian, Lord God. Blessing her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as she is preparing, oh God, to go Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for excellent trip, every need met in the name of Jesus. I thank you that she will arrive safely and come back safely in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Ossie, your servant, oh God, who knows your name. I thank you for her son, her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them like never before. Meet every need, oh God. Protection, guidance, direction, oh God. I thank you for Rose Senior, who came on today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for blessing her and her family. Divine protection, divine healing and health is her portion. I thank you, Father God, for guidance in 2023 for all of us like never before. We honor your presence. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, for you are the Almighty God. Lord, as we close out from this prayer line today, but not from your presence, remember the children, oh God. I know that, Father God, you are concerned about what concerns the children and their families, so we're casting every care upon you because you care for the children. You care for the families all over the world, in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, and South America. We honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Thank you for answering every prayer today. And every time we pray, we thank you for answering our prayers, oh God. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. All right, I love you all. Hope to speak to you all very soon. God bless you. Talk to you all next week. We'll be on the whole hour as the Lord leads us. Have a great week. Amen.
Yeah.